Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. Today, we are back discussing the weekly newsletter, discussing the insights we have on trends in finance and accounting. My name, as usual, is Anders Leo Lindberg, and I'll be your host today. Let's get into today's show. We are talking about shareholder value creation and what finance professionals can do to impact that. For the past few weeks, we talked about different types of value drivers, and today we talk about the last overall value driver of shareholder value creation, future expectations. Now, this, of course, is a bit more intangible compared to your P&L and your balance sheet, but nonetheless, future expectations to your company determines a large part of your company's valuation and obviously the profits that you can expect in the future. So this is critical that we cover. Yesterday, we released the blog post on the same topic called How Finance Professionals Impact the Future. So we will dig into it. Future is volatile, it's unpredictable, and of course, subject to constant change. We can put many labels on it, but regardless, finance professionals must forecast it as best as possible. There's a step beyond forecasting. Instead of only forecasting the future, we should impact it. Why? Because most of a company's shareholder value is tied to the future expectations of the company. This is what we would consider in the bucket of strategic value creation. Using what we have learned from McKinsey and also talked about in this show here, we know there are external drivers and active choices we can make to impact strategic or future value creation. Let me use a simple example from our own business. Before COVID-19, we delivered learning programs to finance professionals as a hybrid solution between face-to-face and virtual modules. Suddenly, we are forced into an all virtual mode and need to pivot. This is the operational reality. And of course, we have started to deliver virtual learning programs, also did that during COVID. However, there is a broader trend toward online learning. So we built a product portfolio of live cohort-based programs online, individual coaching offerings, and e-learning, all targeted at the B2B market. Not only did it expand our product portfolio, but it also generated intangible assets, improving the shareholder value of our company. So we dealt with the operational reality while building strategic value creation for the future. Future expectations are the final value drivers impacting shareholder value creation. If you look at the stock market, this makes up most of the share price of any listed company. Improve the future expectations and the valuation will increase. If they fail to deliver on the expectations or worsen the expectations, the valuation will decrease. It's as simple as that. Future expectations are the only value driver that is impossible to cover exhaustively with underlying drivers. But let's try to highlight some of the main ones. Risk. This is a broad topic that we can split into operational risk, so the risk of doing business, liquidity risk of not being able to pay for your obligations, and financial risk, the capital structure and your ability to get funding. Then there's strategy. These are the active choices you make as a company related to explicitly to M&A, resource reallocation, capital expenditure, productivity improvements, and differentiation improvements. And finally, external. These are drivers you cannot directly impact. You can, so to speak, go with the flow, for instance, to follow industry trends or align your business activity to high growth countries or markets. As you can see, this is a very wide area to cover in terms of optimizing it. Of course, we will give it a shot and show you tangible ways that finance professionals can impact future expectations. Before we dig into it, a question for you. How are you using the output from your forecasts in your company? Is it a flat, dead file, or do you actually make some active choices? We actually impact this. Or we could say, how do we make the future favorable? We'll try to look at each of these drivers from a business activity perspective and try to translate it into relevant income and balance sheet statement metrics. So on risk, most companies have defined risk management policies and make an active choice about their profile. This risk profile is typically reflected in the WACC, or weighted average cost of capital. This means the more risk a company takes, the higher the cost of sourcing capital to fund the business. Speaking of liquidity risk, for instance, McKinsey states that companies should have 20% of their resources available as liquid resources. This significantly reduces the liquidity risk and makes the company more agile in decision-making. This is a tangible area that finance professionals can impact by driving efficiencies in all other value drivers. In our strategy, to succeed with strategic value creation, companies must perform exceptionally well in at least two of the five mentioned drivers we had before. However, it's impossible to do well in all five. So it's about making the right choices. Finance professionals should quantify and qualify the options and facilitate the conversation about strategy to make the best possible choices. We should also conduct follow-ups to test for strategy effectiveness, of course. On the external part, this is the most challenging driver to impact and predict. The simplest way to consider this is by conducting unbiased long-term forecasting and comparing with your strategy. If you aren't happy with the expected outcome, you should act today. Too often, companies lack this unbiased view and act on external changes too late. Or they react instead of acting, and that's dangerous. We're not saying finance professionals should accurately predict future industry trends. We should predict, given what we know today, if we will be satisfied with the future outcomes. This will drive the right conversation at the management level. I remember that early on in my career, I did some competitor analysis to assist the FP&A team. I was surprised that we didn't have this already, and that the simple insights I could extract from the publicly available information were helpful to management. Much more could be done in this area, but too often companies lack valuable insights about what their competitors are doing. They may be on the right path, maybe not, but at least you'll expand your pool of insights about what companies are doing to impact the future favorably. Question for you. Have you been involved in initiatives aimed at improving the future? What can finance professionals do? You may struggle to see how finance professionals can impact these drivers in the same way as the ones we covered previously. This is also where finance does the least work today. However, it generates the most value. Let's consider some analyses we can make. First, we can look at risk mitigation plans. Most risk management efforts in companies are technical in nature, meaning we document risks, but rarely act consciously on them. You should ensure you have risk mitigation plans in place for your strategy and tactical plans. The faster you can activate these, the better, and it's also your responsibility to highlight when they should be activated. Then we have country risk premium. Depending on your company's risk profile, this can be seen, of course, as positive or negative. You may do business in high-risk areas where there's both operational risk and liquidity risk, since you may not be able to get your funds out of the country. You should highlight the risk of doing business in these markets and create a setup that will limit these risks upfront. Or if you want to take more risk, at least understand, okay, how do we actually tackle these as we go along? Then there's industry trends. You cannot impact these, but you can build a setup where you can detect them as soon as they occur. One way to do this is through social media sentiment analysis or following policymakers closely. Build a monitoring system where the relevant industry information and trends are monitored in real time to ensure you can react as fast as possible. And finally, competitor analysis. Unless you are a monopoly, you must be aware of what your competitors are doing. Even if you're the best in your industry, you can be sure your competitors are trying to dethrone you. Also, the active choices you can make as a company are relative, meaning that if you don't bet big, chances are you're not moving anywhere compared to the competition. And here's just an add-on. Don't just look at your competitors. Look at adjacent industries as well. What are they doing that you can learn from? Because who knows, maybe you're the best in a dying industry and need to do something completely different and end-to-end to a business transformation. So don't limit yourself too much when you do these types of analysis. This is by no means an extensive list. And as usual, I asked ChatGPT to give me a list of analyzers to prepare, and it quickly gave me 10 more. Market trend analysis, shareholder expectation analysis, earnings forecast and valuation multiples, sentiment analysis, analyst and investor expectations, scenario planning and sensitivity analysis, ESG performance, shareholder return analysis, innovation and R&D analysis, and finally, customer satisfaction and retention analysis. You could probably get many more, but we're confident that you're not spending enough time on these analyses. Do yourself a favor and find 4 hours weekly to conduct some of these analyses for the next 2 months. We can almost guarantee that you will uncover insights no one knew or had considered. So what analyses would you recommend to better understand your company's future? And then we have a mirror saying here, innovation and creativity are every day more important so that you get differentiated easily from competitors. Absolutely. It's all about the differentiation. Also just wanted to highlight Emmanuel's comment on the event page. He said, influencing future expectations is key to creating value. Excited to hear insights and share perspectives during the show. So definitely more than welcome to be a part of it. So clearly, this can be a challenging topic to tackle, but hopefully today's insights will be helpful in all of those efforts. So start impacting the future today. That's what it's all about. You would expect many people in the company to work on improving its future outlook. You might wonder how finance professionals can make a difference. Hopefully, you understand from the analysis we have highlighted here and that there is ample opportunity for finance professionals to forecast, of course, yes, but also improve the future. Again, none of these analyses are difficult for finance professionals to conduct. So you must prioritize time to perform them. And we had some comments on the blog post yesterday saying 4 hours now committed. Let's hope that's true, but you should commit this time. And then present your findings to your manager or business stakeholders and start seeing the actions change. This is what it's all about, to be honest. This is where the most value can be created. So definitely something to start investing in. And if we now look across all the, let's say, analyses that we have covered in the past 4 weeks, we actually have, I think, 40 analyses to start doing, right? That's a lot. Saying you should try to do all of them, but you can definitely have a good starting point here. Finance professionals, all of you out there, also accountants, of course, you should impact the value creation in your company. We have given you 4 overall drivers: revenue growth, cost efficiency, and finally, of course, we talked about the future expectations also. So there's a lot to get going on, and there's a lot of opportunity to create value. So I sincerely hope you will grab some of these opportunities, that you will set aside time to analyze and present your insights. Companies will appreciate it. They will create much more value so you can make a difference. So this rounds off the series on value drivers and shareholder value creation. Next week, we have our guest, Victor Mendel, coming to talk to us about trends in finance and accounting for 2025. And then we will talk more about these trends in future shows as well. So looking forward to hopefully see you again next week. And thanks to all the listeners tuning in from out there. As always, you are the ones making this show special. So bye for now and see you next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.